Welcome aboard Jet Setting with me. I'm Michelle Schwartz of Making Memories Travel, your luxury lovin', star chasin', extra AF host. Grab your boarding pass and your best carry-on bag and join me as we explore luxury travel for adults, the newest travel trend, set jetting, hacks to elevate your travel game, and places you can join me on my own wanderlust adventures. Fasten your seatbelt, friends, as we jet set into a panorama of breathtaking sights and exclusive journeys like never before. Hello, jet setters. It is me, Michelle, the OG memory maker of Making Memories Travel. I am so excited to share this latest episode of Jet Setting with me. If you like it, I would love for you to click the check mark to follow the podcast so the episodes show up automatically in your feed. Listen to this one, share it, and if you could take just a few moments to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, it really helps me to know that my mom isn't the only one out there listening. And here we go, on with the show. Hey there, jet setters, or for this episode, perhaps I should say set jetters. You've heard me use that term a lot recently, set jetting. What is it exactly? Well, according to Travel Trade magazines, it is travel that's inspired by television and movie sets. The trend definitely started before the term was even actualized with visitors who were traveling to New Zealand to visit the Hobbiton, which I mentioned I have done, and I will be sure and share those pictures this week on my Instagram at Jet Setting with Michelle. Michelle is still with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, and I will include that link in the show notes. Although not a Hobbit or a Lord of the Rings book or movie fan, it was an adorable and fun excursion. It even included a beer at the world-famous, although not famous to me, Green Dragon Inn. But post-pandemic and all of those binge-watching Netflix series later, set jetting is the hottest new travel trend. PR execs have even coined the term the White Lotus Effect to describe the increase in tourism to the two Four Seasons locations where seasons 1 and 2 were filmed. Season 3, we're hearing, is going to be at the Four Seasons in Thailand, and travel advisors are already getting specializations in travel to Thailand in order to help you get there. If you were like me and you were eager to stroll the streets of Paris like Emily, tour the Highclere Castle set of Downton Abbey, and visit London and Bath like the Tawn of Bridgerton, then let's get prepared. Here are 10 tips for your next set-jetting vacation. 1. Decide on where you want to visit. My own list is long and illustrious. Aside from all of those that I just mentioned above, you may have heard me also speak about the fact that I am super excited to visit Greece this summer with Molly Rogers, the lead costume designer of And Just Like That, who also worked on the original series Sex and the City. I can't wait to lounge on the beach where Carrie and Seema did at the end of season 2. I want to shop the local vintage stores with Molly as she seeks costume pieces for season 3. And of course, I want to hear all of the tea that she is willing to spill. Spoilers and all. But that isn't the only set jetting experience where you can join me this year. Later in the fall, I'm leading a group to Morocco, where we'll be sure to see the streets of Casablanca and have a cocktail at Sam's Bar. And in the modern version, since I am the trip planner, we will also have a spa day where Ingrid Bergman herself might have gone for some of her own R&R. Picking your destination is half the battle and all of the fun. Close your eyes and imagine the feel of the Tuscan sun on your face, achieving your inner strength by hiking the PCH, or meditating in a temple in Bali. Your future set jetting trip is limited only by your imagination. 2, work with me to create a detailed itinerary highlighting the filming locations you want to visit. As you heard last week, working with a travel advisor ensures you have enough time to explore each spot. I'm well educated on all the set jetting options, the ocean cruise excursions like the one to the Hobbiton, a full day pre or post river cruise excursion like the Sound of Music tour in Salzburg, both of which I highly recommend, or we can plan an entire trip based on your favorite, like the one in London that's called Bonnets and Bodices in Search of Bridgerton's Britain. And if your tour is one that I'm curating, I promise there will be hashtag insider tips to go along with it, like the neighborhood gem restaurant and hotel right out of La La Land. Number 3, embrace spontaneity. While planning is essential for set jetting adventures, leave room for spontaneity during your travels. Serendipitous discoveries and unexpected finds can add an exciting and unique element to your journey. It can lead to hidden gem filming locations and unique experiences that you may not come across in your research. Stay open to the new opportunities and be willing to deviate from that planned itinerary in case you find the off-the-beaten-path filming spot or an impromptu restaurant that captures your imagination. Embracing spontaneity can lead to memorable moments and enrich your set-jetting experience with unexpected delights. Number 4, travel at off-peak times. To avoid crowds at popular filming locations, consider visiting during off-peak times or on weekdays. The Harry Potter tours are at their peak season during summer vacations, since they appeal to fans of all ages, including lots of school-aged children. In fact, Harry Potter tours actually recommend visiting in the evening and off-season between November to March. Prices for the tour are going to be steeper during the summer. The weather is hotter. If you can go off-season, it is recommended. But be sure to check those seasonal moments that you might not want to miss, like the magical Christmas festivities that are offered for wizards, witches, and muggles alike. Number 5, respect private property. Remember that some of these filming locations are in fact private property, so be respectful of any of the restrictions or guidelines in place. Working with a travel advisor will ensure that you get on an authentic tour and not one where you will get chased from the premises. You may remember me saying a few weeks ago that I cannot wait to finally take a photo sitting on Carrie's stoop. Well, the purveyors of the Sex and the City bus tour in New York City have a great relationship with the current owners of the brownstone that served as the original filming location, and they have developed that relationship out of mutual respect and over many years of conducting the tour. Number 6, capture your memories. Yes, we all have the camera, the smartphone in our pocket to capture our photos and videos, and we want to at those filming locations. We want to document all of our set jetting adventures. But please don't be that person on the trip. You know the one I'm talking about. The one who doesn't follow directions and doesn't turn off his or her phone and the places where photos and videos are simply not allowed. I already said that I can't wait to go this summer and shadow Molly while she's shopping for vintage costume pieces. But I don't plan to share those pieces or post that experience on social media. There are some spoilers that I don't want to divulge, and I also don't want to live behind my camera lens. But as long as we are talking about camera etiquette, everyone does want to share their memories, so don't hog the frame. Let us all get a look and pictures and photos if they are allowed. Number 7, immerse yourself in the film. Watch the movie or the TV show again before your trip to immerse yourself in the story and better appreciate the filming locations you're going to visit. I wish I had rewatched The Sound of Music before I went to Austria, but at least I have seen it enough that every frame is instilled in my memories. And watching it when I got home was something super fun. I went through and said, ooh, I went there, and ooh, I saw that. But you better believe I'm rewatching all the fashion from both season 1 and 2 of And Just Like That. Miranda's coat of many colors outside of the UN, I cannot wait to ask Molly where she sourced that fashion gem. Number 8, interact with locals. Engage with locals at filming locations to learn more about the history and significance of the place in the film or show. Can you imagine the neighborhood bar where Ted and his teammates hang out in Ted Lasso? This is my absolute favorite tip. It's not enough for me to just go see the Brooklyn Bridge right out of the final episode of season 2 of The Gilded Age. I want to do the tour with the historian who can tell me if it's true, it was really designed by a woman, and because of the time, the credit went to her husband. Spoiler alert, that is true. But I still want to hear the story from the expert. It isn't enough for me just to go eat in Italy. I want to go where Julia Roberts, playing Elizabeth Gilbert, dined. There is nothing which creates a more unique experience and a memory than talking with the local who loves the canon as much as you do. Number 9, stay in theme. Book accommodations that reflect the aesthetic or the vibe of the movie or TV show you're set jetting to, which enhances your overall experience. I feel like this goes without saying. If you can stay in a nearby British mansion while visiting Highclere Castle, why wouldn't you? When we were on our Hobbiton tour, there were lots of visitors who dressed up in costumes so they could take cool photos. You don't even have to ask me if I will be wearing my white petticoat skirt with a t-shirt next month in New York City. I will save you the trouble. It's a resounding yes! Number 10. Share your experience. Share your set jetting journey on social media or with fellow fans. Connect with like-minded travelers and inspire them to embark on their own set jetting adventures. Please at least share them with me. I can't wait to see and hear all of the stories of your set jetting experience. You might even inspire my next set jetting tour or group trip. Okay, jet setters. Happy set jetting! And just like that, this episode is over. Thank you for joining me. If you've enjoyed today's episode, I would be thrilled if you would follow, like, and share this podcast with all of your like-minded wanderlusting friends and leave a review on Apple iTunes or whichever podcast platform you listen to.